Well, Peter, happy new year. Great to have you back in for 2019. Yeah. So men's shed's still been busy over the summer period. Everything sort of keeps rolling?
Most of the sheds actually had a bit of a holiday break, you know, 2 or 3 weeks or something like that. So, no, it's they've only got back into the swing of things in the start of January. So, yeah, pretty quiet.
All right, well, let's have a chat about what Mount Gambier's been up to since we last spoke.
Well, the Mount Gambier shed have been getting some solar panels put up over the last few weeks, and they've also been working on a swing for an adult disabled person. They were asked to get that done for them. That's been completed now and actually handed over to the gentleman involved.
Fantastic.
They've also got their AGM coming up on the 14th of February. So even though nominations have actually closed, but if you wanted to put your name down, put your name forward, because, you know, you get all sorts of entertainment out of helping others and helping your shed out at the same time. And the enthusiastic toy makers have started on the toys for next year.
For Christmas already?
Yeah, wow. We're going to start on them.
Well, I guess, you know, get started early, get done. So, fantastic. Now, but I know Panola have had some plans for some extensions for their shed for a while. How's that all progressing?
Yeah, well, they have got their shed up and everything like that. They've now started to line the inside of their shed and they're looking at putting some shelves and so forth in there, and this will all complement the shed that they've already got going at the moment.
And Narracourt, I know, well, we've got the Taste of Limestone Coast Festival coming up. How are the Narracourt shed getting involved?
Well, Narracourt have been lucky in the fact that they've been approached to do the rubbish collection and so forth for the Taste of the Festival. And out of that, they pick up all the cans and everything else, so they get the money for that. It's a fairly big money earner for them. And, you know, so that keeps them busy for the whole weekend. They've also having a number of new members coming along, which is another good thing that's been going on up there. And one of the most enjoyable things happening is there is now an air conditioning in their meeting room.
Right.
And by all account, after them couple of hot days we had the other week,
they'll be very thankful for
they're,
that.
They're very thankful, and I think they've been sort of sitting in there and not venturing out very much, but...
don't blame them.
It'll get there eventually.
Exactly. Well, let's have a look at what Millicent's been up to. They've got some plans for the year, and that includes some fundraising.
And this year they aim to start to get the rebuild done on the garden, the community garden, which they're now taking over, and they're looking at getting some extensions to their shed. Now, they're a very strong shed over there at the moment, and they've got a little bit of money backing them up as well through what they've done over the years that they've been running. They're looking for people that wish to help them out in building extensions of their shed, which is going to incorporate the community garden as well. And so there's a number of different ways that they're looking at that, with grants and people giving donations and anything like that. So if anyone can help, that would be more than gratefully accepted.
Yeah, well, good luck to them in the fundraising, but if anyone can help out the Millicent Men's Shed, maybe get in touch with them and let them know. Let's go down to the Bay. What have the Port Mac Men's Shed been up to?
Well, the Port Mac have finished the extension work on the and work on benches that were donated from the Allendale School. These are work benches, you know, like for making wood timber products and so forth.
And Robe has been busy looking at some jobs over the Christmas period and into the new school year as well.
Yeah, two local organisations have come together over the weekend to help with the Robe Primary School to do a working bee, and that involved fixing up the oval and so forth. The school has recently had a bore and an automatic watering system installed over the Christmas break. And so they've been there working on that. The Roe Football Club and the men's shed, they filled up all the holes and ensuring that everything will operate efficiently when the school went back to school for the after Christmas break. And they've also in the process of making some scarecrows for the local community garden. And the old boat that we talked about last year that they were going to restore could be a little bit harder than what they thought. Mm-hmm. They are doing some checkups on it at the moment, but at this stage it could only be that they're going to restore it as, to a position where it's not going to deteriorate any further and put it on display like that.
Just down the road at Kingston, now they've got a new bit of kit in their shed. What does this do?
Right, they acquired a thicknesser from the Victorian Men's Shed Association, and a few of the sheds in the local area are actually members of the Victorian Men's Shed Association, including Mount Gambier, and they acquired a thicknesser. It was only a second-hand one, but it needs a little bit of work on it, so they've been working on that and getting it all up and going and ready to use. They've also, when council were doing their dredging and so forth over at Kingston, there was a couple of containers that the equipment came in. And they've acquired a 40-foot container from the council to use as storage, so
handy.
They've got the it was very handy because they were running out of room, and I've been there a couple of times, and their shed is actually nearly climbing over things to get in and out. And so they've got a fair bit of equipment and timber and so forth over there, so it was good for them to be able to get that.
Got Peter Henderson in the studio with me this morning. We're doing a regular whip around of what our local men's sheds have been up to. Let's head up to the Tatiara, and it's been hot, very hot, up around Bordertown. So maybe a chance to take it a bit easy for the Bordertown crew.
Well, yes, the boys have been getting it a little bit warm up there, and they've just been pottering around more than doing any major work. It's been fairly warm up there. And however, they have been making some racks for their shed that they had made up just before Christmas, and that's well and truly on the way. And they've also received two grants. One is for solar panels and another is for air conditioners. An air cleaner, which is hangs on the roof and circulates the air and takes the dust out of the air to make it easier for the fellas to breathe instead of breathing in the sawdust that's in there.
And Keith, I imagine a bit of the same story, very hot summer in Keith. Have they been up to much while it's been pretty hot?
Well, since our last report where they revamped the town's Christmas tree and delivered it, and it served its purpose. And the weeks before Christmas and New Year, they had limited activity and they've only had about 3 weeks since, early morning attendances rather than the late morning attendances, and because temperatures have been getting up over the 30 degrees and so forth, so they just don't want to sit there. So most of the time they've been going in there, sitting down, having a coffee and a chatter, and not doing a great deal extra because of the temperature. They've reinforcing a decision to apply for an AMSA grant to purchase insulation for the shed to try and help keep the temperature down as well.
So, and just up the road at Tintinara, they're looking to celebrate a birthday as well.
Well, yeah, they are. They're actually coming up to their fifth birthday. It's coming up on the 24th of February at 12 noon, and there is an open invitation going out for that. And, just to sort of display what's going on in their shed. And the other thing that's going on up in Tintinara, I spoke about it before Christmas, and that's the fact that they were doing this number 13 saddle that was made by R.M. Williams, and it was it's called Juddy's Saddle, and that is coming up with the history group up there with photographs and memorabilia in the Coorong Gallery on April the 14th at 2 p.m. followed by some refreshments afterwards. So
right, so that'll be in the Coorong Gallery, and what, that's part of a history group display as well?
Yeah, fantastic.
Let's have a look over the border and what's been happening in our Western Victoria men's sheds. Casterton have got a bit of an interesting project going on at the moment.
Casterton do have a very interesting project going on at the moment, although they are very, very, very short of members over there. There's only about half a dozen of the members over there, but what they have been given is some Cyprus posts, and they were given to them by the local Vice Regal band over there, and the gentlemen are making heads on the top of these posts. And if anybody's ever been over to Geelong, it's very similar to what they've done over there.
Mm.
And then they'll hand them back to the band, and the band will paint them and put band colours and play and you know, make them look like band players, and they will be put in at the Island Park.
And Coleraine have ended up in a magazine.
Coleraine have. I didn't realise it. My wife buys this magazine quite often, and turns out that they've been in the Better Homes and Gardens magazine, and they made some Christmas decorations made from plywood in the shapes of reindeers and kangaroos. And they're actually, if you can get the copy of it, it's bottles of wine and so forth that actually is like a cradle. They sit in there and hold the bottle of wine and sit in the middle of your table. And
oh, wonderful.
They were absolutely fantastic.
And one of the members of the Haywood Shed looks like received a bit of an honour on Australia Day.
Yes, Barry Watson. Everybody knows Barry Watson from over at Haywood. He's into everything and he's done everything. And a tireless worker, not only for the men's shed, he works for the Victorian Men's Shed Association. He does charity work all over the place over there. Absolutely fantastic job what he does, and he has been made the Senior Citizen of the Glenelg Shire for the Australia Day Awards. It's absolutely fantastic for Barry to receive that.
Oh, well done, Barry, and well-deserved. Congratulations. Our last men's shed, Nelson, have been doing some jobs to sort of boost their income over the summer?
It's not just over the summer period, Selena. It's the whole year they do the caravan park at Nelson. And they do the clean-up there, and, of course, they pick up all the cans and everything else that goes on there. And throughout the year, it makes them quite a significant amount of
But it does. Handy little money's been there, that one. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you for coming in, Peter. It's always great to catch up with you. There's always so much going on at our men's sheds. It's a bit to get through, but we get there. And we'll see you, in a few months' time?
In about 2 months' time, yeah.
Fantastic. Take care.
Thank you, Selena.